following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
This is Central Nebraska's most listened to all sports radio station.
We always parade winners around here.
From 1460 KXPN and 1550 KICS, you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
For any of you who have listened in the past, you know that I am not a radio-trained personality, so we are just going by the seat of our pants.
It's time for the Tri-Cities' number one sports show. You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Victoria and Zaretska, you know, these Russians, they need to buy a vowel. Let me just say that. They need to buy a vowel with that first name.
Now coming to you live from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Need a vehicle? Think Midway.com.
No. I don't think that's just it's minor. It's just a minor sin. It's a minor one. Well, I'm coming to you then for some of the major ones.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us live from Cunningham's. It's Wednesday after the bye week, and that is our Husker Lunch. Sean Callahan of HuskerOnline.com will be on hand. He'll join us at the end of the program for a few comments here on the Doug and Daddy Show, and then from 12 to 1, he'll be talking Nebraska football. A lot to cover as we took the bye week off, just like the Huskers did from actually playing a game, but they kept busy, so we'll find out some reaction from Michigan State. I know there's still some questions out there about what happened at Michigan State and what can be done to avoid that from happening again. Plus, the Husker coaches were out on the recruiting trail. Sean, obviously, will have all the details there. And then a preview of Northwestern. How good is Northwestern? Did they just get a couple of nice wins in conference over some good teams in Penn State and Wisconsin? Then they trip up against Minnesota. They didn't look good in the first 2 weeks of the season. Then they were able to get some things done. What kind of a Northwestern team will we see? Plus, Sean going over all of that, and the best part, answering all of your questions. So come on in and enjoy lunch. Sean's here from 12 to 1. When you order lunch, you'll also get a registration to go in for our drawing for Nebraska-Minnesota tickets, which we'll be giving away at the end of our Husker Lunch the Wednesday before the Minnesota game. And you can also go register for those Minnesota tickets when you come into Cunningham's and watch NFL action on Sunday. Besides Sean joining us on the program, you can have a great lunch here today. Every Wednesday, it is their 8 delicious wings for only $5. That is their lunch special every single Wednesday. Order off the vast menu. It's a good day for skewers. You can get the trio, or you can just get some scallops, or you can get whatever you want. Steak skewers are there. Shrimp skewers are there. Get a good burger, the Juicy Lucy, the Juicy Jack, maybe some brisket today. Maybe a salad is what you want, or a whole gang of you coming down. You get whatever size of pizza you want. It's all here at Cunningham's, getting you ready for, well, dare I say, if you can't get in till just a little after 12, but there's a reason for that, Royals, that you come on in. And you just spend the afternoon with us here at Cunningham's. The Husker Lunch, enjoy that late lunch, and then enjoy Royals baseball, part of the doubleheader today. They get underway at 3:07. Can you believe it? Kansas City is one win away from the World Series. And as we did the Luplat Conference Volleyball Tournament last night, driving home, listening to Denny Matthews and Ryan Lefevre on the Breeze 94.5, it's almost scary the way they are talking. Of course, there's only been one team in the history of Major League Baseball to rally from a 3-0 deficit. That was the Red Sox over the Yankees. What is that, 10 years ago now? I think it's 32-1 or 33-1, but I think I'm still just a little bit nervous. Let's get this taken care of, because if the Royals don't win today, then there's a little pressure to close it out tomorrow, and then next thing you know, you're on your way to Baltimore. So the Royals get it going today. You'll also be able to hear the national question or the national broadcast here on ESPN Radio with John Schiavi and crew. Pregame at 2, first pitch 3:07, then the National League Series, Cardinals taking on the Giants. I'm still not sure who's better in that series. We've had all the games kind of come down to the wire. The Cardinals have won at the horn. Last night, they lose in the 10th inning. San Francisco scores four runs in the first, then can't manage to scratch across another run until we go into extra innings. We'll see how it goes tonight. Giants are up 2-1 after their 5-4 10-inning win last night. First pitch is set for 7:07. Coming up beside Sean Callahan on the show today, Rick Squires, UNK volleyball coach. Big win last night over 5th-ranked Washburn. They do it in a sweeping style, although the first two sets were 25-23 and 26-24 before cruising in the third set. We'll also catch up with Bob Jensen of Huskerland Prep Report to talk high school football. And coming up a little bit later on, we'll break things down. We've got state softball going on. The state golf tournament wrapped up yesterday. Congratulations to the Minden Lady Whippets. They repeat as the Class C champion. Minden coach Steve Ekstrom will join us for a handful of minutes. Morgan Teal of Kearney Catholic is the individual champ. Her first year out for varsity golf, just a sophomore, and she wins it all. So congratulations there. Madeline Murray, she finishes 13th for Kearney High, and maybe we'll see old dad down here at Husker Lunch today. So congratulations to her. The Bearcats were 11th in the team race. We'll talk more about the golf coming up in just a little bit. If you'd like to be part of the program, we'd love to have you with us. 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. You can email the Dent Popper inbox anytime, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com, and the Twitter address at ESPN1460-1550. Husker Lunch going on today here at Cunningham's. Well, our Loper Link is the way we like to start off most of our Wednesday programs, and let's do it. Time for our Loper Link, brought to you by CharterWest National Bank of Kearney. You have the reasons, they have the loans. See Russ Smith today at CharterWest National Bank. And we welcome in, sure to be the MIAA Volleyball Coach of the Year, Rick Squires. Good morning, Coach.
Morning. It's a good day today, anyway.
Good day to be a Loper, isn't it? I'll tell you what, there was some nerves. I know getting a chance to talk to you Monday while you were watching your daughters play at the Lou Platt Conference Tournament, you knew how good Washburn was, although maybe your team had started to turn the corner as far as, I mean, how can you turn the corner when you're 17-2, but you were playing some really good volleyball last weekend, and it carried over last night.
Well, I think you saw two teams that one had kind of struggled over the weekend in Washburn, and to maybe a lesser opponent on the road kind of had to squeak out a victory. And, you know, we had a pretty good weekend, so I think we both came into the match with a little bit different mindsets, and our team kind of feeling like we were surging at that particular time, and maybe Washburn wasn't. So they had a tough task coming in here, and then they got off to kind of a slow start, and really the volleyball on both sides of the net was a little up and down for a good stretch of the match, but we definitely competed well and made plays down the stretch when we needed to, and so I do think our team is becoming a much more confident team, and you know, especially some of our freshmen who are starting to kind of settle into roles and play a little more consistently. And so it's been a process, and we like the fact that we're still in the hunt, and we're able to compete with some of the best teams in the league, like Washburn.
You are so expected to win so many of your matches. Was the emotion a little bit different last night as that match was winding down in the locker room?
Well, there's no question that sometimes these matches are a little easier to play because for programs like ours or Washburn or Central Missouri, it is hard to always have the target on your back, and to be able to just come out and play another team in the same boat, I think sometimes is a liberating feeling. And so we were able to kind of, you know, just attack them, and you know, getting the big lead in the third set, and you know, not very often that you get to play the last six or eight rallies with a pretty good feeling that you're going to win the match. And so that was enjoyable for our kids and our team and our coaches. So it ended up being a really good night for us, and put us right back in contention for the MIAA. And we don't get to enjoy it very long because we get to go to Central Oklahoma, who's already beaten us this year, and play them on Friday. But we'll try to enjoy it for a little bit, that's for sure.
Loper volleyball coach Rick Squires joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. What has your team done better the last three matches from last weekend and last night?
Well, I think that a couple of things come to mind. One, we've played much better defense the last probably, 6 to 10 matches. We were winning early, but we were not digging a lot of balls, and our blocking was kind of sporadic, and we tried to move some people around. I think LaRose Curry being on the floor on a regular basis now gives us a little more athleticism, so we seem to dig more balls there. Even somebody like Caitlin Broadwell coming into the rotation, even though she only plays front row, she makes a lot of reaction plays and hustle plays and things like that. So we're playing much better defense, and then our serving has really come up a notch too. Just again by, you know, a tweak here and a tweak there to try to get your best servers in the rotation. So we've been able to put a little bit more pressure on people with our serving game. And then offensively, we've just kind of been steady. I wouldn't call us a great offensive team. We're kind of balanced, and it's, you know, one of those deals where it's a different person each night that might lead us in kills, but we've been good enough there. And so we can score, and in a match like last night, we blocked pretty well. And, you know, to have kind of a shutdown blocker like Tara Ziegelbein has become an element that we haven't had in a number of years. And she's as gifted a blocker as we've seen come through here in a long time. So I think everybody's just gaining confidence in all those areas.
When you talk about the other team, very rarely can you come up maybe at this level with a name, but this Marissa Cox from Washburn, she's coming off being the player of the week. How do you think their team handled her, and was it because of the blocking that you were able to?
Well, we did as good a job, I think, as you can do on Marissa Cox. I think some of it was, she struggled a little bit early, hit a few balls that just sailed a bit long. But she was a huge part of our game plan, and we did have two and sometimes three blockers in front of her all night long, and I think it started to frustrate her a little bit. And we're coming off two matches where we played against hitters who, to this point in the season, really hadn't been slowed down much at all, and Marissa Cox was one of them, and then the gal from Missouri Western was another one. She hadn't hit below – she'd only been held below 240 one time all season, and we she ended up negative on the night. So the fact that we've been able to execute a game plan and slow down somebody's best attacker usually gives you a chance to win. Somebody like Tara, who is just really a strong blocker, allows you to kind of put something together in hopes of taking away what your opponent really wants to do, and that makes them uncomfortable.
Just a couple of moments left here with the head volleyball coach at UNK, Rick Squires. You mentioned that you have Central Oklahoma. Remarkably, there are five teams in the conference that are all 9-2. You've had your trouble with Central Missouri, and then Central Oklahoma handed you your other loss. But what is it about Central Oklahoma, and what does Missouri Southern have as you hit the road this weekend?
Well, first of all, we're going to try to convey to our team that there are two matches scheduled this weekend, and regardless of what happens on Friday, you have to be ready to play against Saturday at a high level. I mean, Missouri Southern just took Central Missouri to five sets last weekend. So there are no gimmies in this league, regardless of what somebody's record is. And so we'll have our hands full with Central Oklahoma. We had a terrible time slowing them down on the outside last time. We let them hit a high efficiency. I think that was one of those matches where, you know, our inability to defend at that point in the season became pretty evident. And so we've tried to work from there and get a little bit better. So it'll be a nice test to see how far we've come. But that'll be a heck of a challenge. They've got their own great shutdown blocker in the middle, which gave us some trouble. So we'll have to play extremely well to remain in contention here. And it's just unbelievable that we've got five teams sitting here with two losses and, you know, probably five teams that can feel like they're, you know, at least on a path to be NCAA worthy, but, you know, maybe only two or three of them are going to get in, and the Northern Sun's in the same boat. So all you can do is go and play and hope for the best. And we like how our kids are competing and working hard at practice. And hopefully we'll remain in the thick of it here for a while.
And what's it going to take for Ord to beat Kearney Catholic tomorrow night?
You know, I haven't seen Ord. It'll be a heck of a match, but go Stars.
Do you get to go tomorrow, or do you have to hit the road?
I do not get to go, so I will have the pleasure of listening to your voice on the radio. So that's always fun too.
Well, this is interesting because you're going to have a couple of daughters that are probably going to be able to go on to the next level, which you've already had. How does a coach? How can you talk about your daughters with NCAA regulations?
That's a good question. I think there's leeway for your own children. It also comes into play when there are dead periods and things like that where you're not supposed to be evaluating or watching players play. But one thing we'll give the NCAA credit for is that there are some exemptions for your own children. So I like to see them play as often as I can, and it's been a great year for Crying Catholic. And I know they were dealt a setback there with Paige, and so hopefully they can hold it together. But it's been fun. It's been a fun volleyball season.
Well, we'll do our best so that you can understand what's going on tomorrow. But get on the road and keep this win streak going, Coach. Kids are playing well. Thanks for the time.
I appreciate it.
Take care. Rick Squires, head volleyball coach at UNK. Here is a volleyball team that is seventh in the country. If they pick up two more wins this weekend, they will elevate even higher. I think it was fourth is their highest ranking before they lost to Central Missouri. But they're 17-2. They sweep a team that is also now 17-2. Five teams in the conference set at 9-2 on the season. The Lopers picked up two wins over the weekend. We've talked a lot of football already this weekend, but it's worth mentioning, obviously, that the Lopers, if you're in the area, should be no reason you couldn't go out and catch the Lopers take on Lindenwood, a winnable game for UNK. Both teams with one victory on the season. The Lopers winning this last weekend. Kickoff is at 1:00 at Foster Field. Bronson Marsh had the second most rushing yards for a UNK quarterback in school history. Was named the conference football player of the week. The UNK women's soccer team picked up a win on Sunday. They are at Hastings College tonight. UNK and Hastings College playing tonight. Other Loper news: Lucas Garcias, Joey Richards were the runner-ups at the National Small College Championships in tennis over the weekend in Sumter, South Carolina. The UNK men's golf team had to go through some weather at the Nebraska Intercollegiate over the weekend. They played in Norfolk, and then yesterday they had to go through some weather playing down at Missouri Western, and their fall season has wrapped up for the golf. I believe the women have one more to go. The cross-country team keeping busy, and the basketball teams for Coach Chaney, Coach Kropp, Coach Lofton, they get it going today with the opening of practice for the Lopers. And that's what's going on with our Loper Link, brought to you by Russ Smith at Charter West National Bank of Kearney, offering all types of loans from FHA, VA, RD, and conventional home loans. And for seniors, the reverse mortgage loan. You have the reasons, they have the loans at Charter West National Bank. When we come back, we're going to catch up with Steve Ekstrom, state champion Minden golf team. We'll have Sean Callahan from Husker Online. Of course, we are here at Cunningham's for our Husker Lunch. We invite you down to join us from 12 to 1 today. Enjoy lunch, enjoy some Husker talk, and enjoy watching some of your favorite sports as the day progresses. Plus, Bob Jensen, Huskerland Prep Report. It's all coming up. Stay with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Face it, it's hard to watch your second highest investment get that hell beat out of it, and you can't do anything about it. So when all hell breaks loose, call the Dent Popper, Kearney's only local paintless dent repair company since 1991. With paintless dent repair, not only does it cost less, it involves no painting, and in most cases, it's done the same day, keeping the value of your car and saving you time. So when all hell breaks loose, call or stop by the Dent Popper for your free estimate, 2014 First Avenue on the Bricks in downtown Kearney.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Health insurance is changing. You have new options, but which one is right for you? As authorized independent agents for Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, Farm Bureau Financial Service agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers know health insurance and can help you understand your options and the differences between them. Contact Rich Peters and Matt Myers and see how they can simplify the process and help you select the right health insurance policy for you and your family. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
For today, expect plenty of sunshine with mild high temperatures near 74. Winds becoming breezy from the south. Then for tonight, mostly clear and 44. And for Thursday, 73. I'm meteorologist Michael Caro. Currently 55.
Daddy Show rolling along here from Cunningham's. It's Wednesday, and that means our Husker lunch. Sean Callahan will be joining us at the end of the program, and then chatting Husker football from 12 until 1 o'clock today and answering all your football questions as well. So glad that you're going to be able to join us. Hopefully you can join us, and want to say welcome to the folks in Hastings for the state softball tournament. Class C has wrapped up their morning session. It was Wahoo knocking off Gothenburg 7-5. Wayne beat Central City 11-2. Ashland Greenwood blanked Southern 7-0. And Guardian Angels over Raymond Central 9-1. Class A will be getting underway here momentarily at 11:30. And then Class B will begin at 2 o'clock. Coming up, Steve Ekstrom, the head golf coach down at Minden. They win the state championship. And we are here at Cunningham's. And Yusuf, I got a lot of things to ask you about, man. First, I'm not even going to make you praise my Dallas Cowboys because I'm scared. I'm scared that they're 5-1. But we've had a lot of great crowds here for our Husker lunch, and the menu continues to expand. And well, we're looking forward to another great day today. How's it going?
It's going well. It's going well. We're glad to have you, and you sound good, even with this thing on my head.
Well, what do we got going on today? We've got baseball in the afternoon for the playoffs, so we got the Royals today.
They're going to win.
Can you sponsor? Can you tell me that there's free champagne as soon as they conquer the world?
We can. We can have free champagne, absolutely. I think they're going to win.
You're accommodating. I'll tell you what, it doesn't matter what's going on around here. You guys at Cunningham's are always accommodating.
We try our best. We like to sell fun.
And you do it very well.
Yeah,
and it's not all that expensive.
It's food, fun, and a fantastic time.
I've been here for quite a few minutes from time to time, and I'm always appreciative of the great help that you've got here and taking care of all of your customers.
We try our best. We're still not where we'd like to be, but we're working very hard.
Well, of course, we want to invite the fans in for the Husker lunch today. You can have the lunch special. You can have one of the appetizers, the starters. There's so many of those that can make a meal out of themselves. But you've always got something going on over the weekend. Of course, the Huskers playing on Saturday night. What do we got going on?
Well, we have Hi-Fi Hangover, a great band, will be here this weekend. Obviously, we'll have the Husker game, and we invite everybody to come down, have a great time, and enjoy themselves.
You've got the live entertainment, and it just brings the people in. And the great thing about it is, we talk about in the summer, you'll get the journeymen that are coming through, and sometimes they're just incredible acts that normally a Kearney wouldn't be able to ascertain. And then you also feature local acts that people love to come back time for time again.
Well, Wednesday night, we always have our local musicians here in Kearney, and it's kind of a rotating lineup, and so we like to promote live music. We like to promote local live music, and we also like to bring in acts that are obviously are fantastic and good, and give the people a great show.
And it's Wednesday.
Wednesday night tonight is obviously
what do we got?
The interesting thing is it's kind of a rotating kind of mm-hmm. lineup, so I don't know exactly, but it'll be the normal gang. They'll put together. We kind of leave it up to the musicians. They kind of put together their lineup, and they come out and they play, and they give the people a great show. And it's from 6 to 9, so it's earlier. So if you want to be home to go to bed and wake up for work the next day, it's a good show.
Hopefully, just as the Royals are winning, we will have music to celebrate it by here tonight.
Exactly. And on the weekend, you know that the Huskers will win, and they'll win by 14. And right after they win, you can enjoy Hi-Fi Hangover.
I don't have to wait for Sean Callahan. I've got you. I already know.
It's done, yeah.
I kind of like your pick, by the way.
It's kind of like, you know, the playoffs. The Cowboys will meet the 49ers again and lose. But that's
49ers play the Broncos this weekend, brother, in Denver. That's a tough draw Sunday night. We can watch it here, but I know we don't have any. You are a true sports fan, and we're talking with Yusuf here at Cunningham. You are a true sports fan, and I don't think outside of the state of Nebraska we have any. We're like almost against each other. If you, San Francisco and Dallas aren't the number one and two rivals, but they're pretty close. You're a Lakers fan. I'm not a Lakers fan.
Well, you know, I mean, I don't know why you'd want to be a fan of any other team than the Lakers. So, but yeah, you know, some people, you know,
there are
we can
a lot
agree
of
to disagree.
Fans. Yeah, there you go. Know, you guys recently, before we run out of time here, you recently have expanded the menu, which I didn't even know was possible. And you've got some more skewers on there. You've got some more sandwiches. I've always said you can come into Cunningham's and enjoy something maybe twice a day, and it's going to take you a couple of months to try everything on the menu.
Well, we're still working on it. Our menu is still a work in progress. We'd like to add things that are unique and different and kind of special to Cunningham's. The skewered items, we've had success with the bacon-wrapped shrimp, and we've had success with our trio skewers, and we've kind of expanded on that. We have some scallop skewers. We have other skewers that give people a variety. So we like to expand on our food, and it's a work in progress. We'd like to build it and do better as well.
Will you guys wrap anything in bacon?
Yes. Yes, we're going to come out with some even more interesting things wrapped in bacon. Everything tastes better with bacon.
We got entertainment tonight. We've got football and baseball going on throughout the weekend, depending on how long the championship series goes. The World Series starts on Tuesday. It seems like we've got football on almost every night of the week. So happy hour. Yeah, it's got stuff going on all the time.
It's a great time to be a sports fan.
What else you got? Anything else that I need to be doing cartwheels about today?
No, well, we have Sean Callahan, so that's, you know, come down, get insight into not last week's game, but the week before, and insight into next game.
And we kicked the crap out of bye last week. I always love when we play bye.
Yeah, you know, and
nobody gets hurt.
Nobody gets hurt, absolutely.
Yusuf, of course, will be drawing out for Nebraska-Minnesota tickets the Wednesday before the Minnesota game. Not only can they register today, but every Sunday during the NFL season.
And Husker games as well.
Husker games as well, yeah. Saturday night. So can't wait to see you. Look for the smiling face. It's Yusuf. Thanks, buddy.
Thank you.
Yusuf joining us here from Cunningham's, and we hope you will as well as part of our Husker lunch here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We are here until noon, and then Sean is here from noon until 1 talking Big Red football. But the State High School Golf Tournament wrapped up yesterday, and the Minden Lady Whippets once again won a state championship. Maybe a little less dramatic than it was last year. The weather limited it to 18 holes. They had to go to a three-team playoff, but nonetheless, Steve Ekstrom and his Whippets come away with the victory. Steve, congratulations, and thanks for the time this morning. How are things in Whippet land?
Well, thank you very much for the congratulations, and it pretty tired today, kind of worn out from state golf, but it's a nice feeling.
We talk about this when you play late in the fall or early in the spring, these state championships, it's a coin flip on the weather, and the girls really haven't had a good go of it here the last couple of years. With you winning the state championship in bad weather both years, and this year it was wind as opposed to bitter cold and maybe some rain, can you practice that? Are you a good bad weather team? Is there any way to coach through that?
Well, I think one of the things that we talk about, sorry about that, or we're in school here.
One of the things
we do talk about is the fact that we don't want the weather being a factor, whether we're successful or not successful. So I kind of consider the men and girls golf team kind of mutters, if you will, using horse racing terms. We like to compete in bad weather, and we're not afraid to compete in bad weather because we know that generally favors the better players and the better teams because they generally don't let that type of thing get to them. So, we don't practice it necessarily, but we talk about it, and we try to convince the girls that it's not going to be the weather whether they're successful. It's what they know.
Steve Ekstrom, Minden golf coach, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. The Whippets win another state championship yesterday. Steve, I would like you to tell the folks out there, maybe the Minden folks do or do not know all five, but to talk about and mention all five girls and kind of a little bit about how their 2 days went.
Well, I tell you what, we actually have six pretty good girls on top, and one of them was an alternate at state, Sam Bendix, but she was very instrumental in getting us to state. She had a career round at districts, and then we substituted Sophie Pinkham in for Sam at state because Sophie played on last year's state championship team and has a little bit more experience on Quail Run's course. So we thought that would be a better fit. And Sophie played phenomenal yesterday and actually came in with a really solid four score for us, which we needed yesterday to kind of stave off SCOTUS. But those two girls have really been kind of back and forth, five and six, one playing one playing the other. And then we dropped down to Kayla Shiloh, and Kayla played great on Monday but didn't play as well yesterday. But she's been pretty steady for us as a senior golfer, usually shooting right around anywhere from 95 to 105. She kind of blew up a little bit yesterday, but Sophie came through for us with a four score. And then we have our big three golfers, the ones that have the most experience. All three medaled last year, and all three medaled again this year, and that's Jessica Radis, who tied for sixth yesterday, and Paige Christensen, who placed 11th, and then Ashton Bolt, who placed third. And those three girls have been our number one golfers at various point in time. Jessica started out the season really playing well, and she was a kind of our number one golfer for the first three or four invites. And then Ashton Bold has been our number one golfer on several invites, and Paige Christensen has been our number one golfer. So those three golfers are kind of 1, 1A, and 1B on our team. So they had really good first Monday scores, and then yesterday Ashton played really well till about the last three holes, and then had a couple of hiccups along the way. But Jessica played steady both days. Paige struggled a little bit more yesterday than Monday, but all three were really important.
Talking here another minute with Steve Ekstrom. He is the head golf coach of the powerhouse that is the men and girls golf team. And once you kind of knew that you had that team title put away, it came down to the individual title. And sometimes it's close. Sometimes you're not playing in the same group. But just rereading Bob Hamer's account today in the Independent, talking about Ashton Bolt, who was tied for the lead, your Whippet, Morgan Teal of Kearney Catholic, who ended up winning it, and Brandy Lemick of Donovan Trumbull. It's not like watching golf on TV. It sounds like these three were all decent friends, have played a lot of golf, at least in the same tournaments, if not together. And it comes down to the final hole yesterday. Kind of take us through that drama.
Yeah, it was. I had heard I was up at the score tent, and I had heard that Ashton had a two-stroke lead through I don't know what hole, but I thought, you know, she's got a shot at this thing. And Brandy Lemick and the Teal girl from Kearney Catholic were all, I mean, they were going back and forth the whole day. I got to see them play a little bit, but I'd heard from the parents that, you know, watched this, Ashton's mom and dad, that it was just a constant battle. The Donovan Trumbull coach said that Ashton's really playing steady, you know, and she's up by this many strokes. And then it came down to the last few strokes, and Ashton kind of stubbed her toe a little bit, and Brandy Lemick had caught up by that point, and, you know, Teal was right in the mix. I mean, it was a good little golf tournament for those three girls, and they all got to play with each other, which was even more special. And, you know, to talk about sportsmanship in golf, this is a good example. Ashton had a shot where the shot didn't go her way, and she was really in tears because she didn't want this thing to slip away from her. And Brandy Lemick, you know, they were waiting for a rules official to come over and make a ruling on a ball. And, you know, Ashton was in tears because she had, you know, kind of blown up on this hole. And Brandy just walked off the green, walked down to her where her ball was waiting for the ruling, put her arms around her, and just said, "You can do this. You know, this is something you're going to get through, and you're going to be fine." And it really took the time to calm Ashton down and really be a real sportsmanlike move on her part. And I heard about the story. I wasn't there, but it was very, very touching. And so golf is really not like any other sport where you're out there physically trying to pound on each other or, you know, beat each other up. Golf is more of a camaraderie thing. You know, we're in this together. Let's root for each other, and let's see what happens. I don't think any one of the three girls would have cared who won the state title. They're all going to be lifelong friends based on their experiences. So it's neat.
That's just good stuff. I heard a little bit about the story, and I'm glad you could expand on that for us. And, Steve, as we let you go here, when the season's over, we see that you have three seniors that played for you the last couple of days. What's the future look like for the Whippets?
Well, we have Paige coming back, and she has an awful lot of experience, obviously, and probably will be looked upon to be the team leader next year. Sam Bendix and Sophie Pinkham were our juniors this year, so we've got three girls that I would consider to be a pretty good little nucleus to build around, and then we got some younger girls that are reserves. That if they get out and they work on their games, obviously they're going to be moving up the totem pole, and who knows about newcomers next year? But it's kind of like the Teal girl from Kearney Catholic comes out as a sophomore and immediately jumps right into a state championship. So you just never know how your team is going to unfold from year to year. But, we're proud of our program over here, and our girls take an awful lot of pride in what they do on and off the course. And we're just excited about the future.
Well, Steve, great job for you and the girls, and I can't wait to hang another banner over there at Minden. Thanks for the time, and we'll see you again soon.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Doug.
Take care, Steve Ekstrom, head golf coach at Minden. They win it yesterday by a final of 16 shots over Columbus SCOTUS. Grand Island Central Catholic was fourth, Kearney Catholic was fifth, and Cozad was eighth. And we went down the medalists there for you already. In Class A, Elkhorn South was your team champion, Papillion-La Vista second, Kearney was 11th. Kearney's Madeline Murray finished 13th to medal. Nia Station of Omaha Burke shot 82-80 to win the tournament by 11 shots at the Norfolk Country Club. And in Class B, Scott's Bluff was your team champion by 12 shots over Omaha Scutt. Northwest was fifth, Aurora seventh, Holdridge 12th, Jordan York of Scott's Bluff shot a 159 to win it by 2 shots over 3 others. The medalists from the area were Megan Canfield of Northwest, Ashlyn Oskren of Holdridge, and Kristen Bell of Aurora. So state golf is in the books. State softball, as we already gave you the early scores, is underway. District cross country is set for tomorrow. State boys tennis gets underway tomorrow. And, of course, conference volleyball continues. We will have the Lou Platt final between Kearney Catholic and Ord, preceded by the St. Paul Adams Central consolation game. Starts at 6, and that'll be on Classic Hits 98.9 tomorrow from Adams Central. And in the Fort Kearney Conference, Axtell beat Elm Creek. Wilcox Hildreth beat Amherst last night in the semifinals. And the consolation and championship are tomorrow at Amherst. We will take another break here on the Doug and Daddy Show, and as we do that, let's take a look at our Midtown Mart cooler question. Midtown Mart of Hastings, home of the coldest beer and coolest topics. And of course, we've got some things that we want to look at when it comes to the cooler question. First, we will take a look at the results from yesterday. And our question yesterday, which of the following has been the most surprising? The Royals being undefeated in the playoffs, the Cowboys being 5-1, or Mississippi and Mississippi State both being undefeated in college football. Overwhelmingly, 86% took the Kansas City Royals being undefeated in the playoffs. Well, this morning, the Nebraska men's basketball team was picked to finish fourth in the Big Ten Conference. This is an unofficial poll of writers who cover the league. What do you think Nebraska will officially finish? They've got Wisconsin as a unanimous number one, Ohio State second, then Michigan State, Nebraska, and Michigan. Then it is Minnesota, Iowa, Illinois, Indiana, Maryland, Purdue, Penn State, Northwestern, and Rutgers. In fact, everybody voted Rutgers 14th. Ouch. Will Nebraska finish fourth or above, fourth or below? Vote now at ESPNSuperstation.com. Bob Jensen of Huskerland Prep Report will join us next. Sean Callahan is in the house here at Cunningham's. We'll talk with him at the end of the show, and we invite you to join us for our Husker Lunch. We're here today until 1 o'clock at Cunningham's in Kearney.
Kearney Crete & Block and Christensen Concrete Products have been supplying Kearney, Grand Island, and Hastings with quality concrete and masonry supplies for a combined 140 years of experience, including the new showroom in Grand Island on West Highway 30. Stop in today and let the professionals help you enhance the beauty and the value of your home and business. Kearney Crete & Block and Christensen Concrete Products, building generations one block at a time.
What's the best thing about Halloween? All the fun, haunted houses, bobbing for apples, and having the best costume for trick-or-treating and your Halloween party. What's the worst part of Halloween? Coming up with a killer costume. No problem. Bring your creative skills to Goodwill, where great costumes are born and the prices aren't scary. Not only do you get a great costume at a great price, you support Goodwill's mission in your community.
Such a difference.
Since the dawn of time, the land has been nurtured, first by the hands of nature and then by the hands of man. Farming is a way of life here. Today's farmer has a feel for the land, a knowing touch that shows in the riches of the harvest. And for years, they've depended on CHS Agri-Service Center to help them. CHS is a locally owned and locally controlled, so the people behind the counters and on the phones are the people you've known for years, people you can rely on. There's a CHS Service Center near you, and always here at chsagra.com.
It's third down and six, but that doesn't matter much anymore. With only 4 seconds left, the Lions are down by 5 points, and it's do or die at the 16-yard line. The game hinges on this play. Here comes the snap. Blitz coming from the field side, and he's going to run with it to the 15. Cutting inside to the 10. Five.
Are there any worse words than, quote, buffering or loading? When you think reliability and internet, think Prairie iNet. Prairie iNet provides reliable high-speed service that can keep pace with the excitement of football season. Sign up for Prairie iNet Internet today to receive a $100 Visa gift card. Now you can stream your favorite TV shows and movies. Plus, when you call now, Prairie iNet will install your system for free. That's a $99 value, a $100 Visa gift card, and free installation just for choosing Prairie iNet. But this offer is for a limited time only, so call Prairie iNet for details now at 308-221-7844. That's 308-221-7844.
18.3% of Buffalo County high school students reported riding in a car driven by someone who had been drinking, and 8.1% reported driving when they had been drinking alcohol. Parents, take a stand and talk to your kids about drinking and driving. This message was brought to you by Positive Pressure and Buffalo County Community Partners.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
A better place to live doesn't have to be a dream. Not when there's somewhere where you can make new friends, have new things to see and do, and become a part of a caring community, all on the most affordable of terms. Affordable senior housing at Good Samaritan Society Goldbeck Towers makes this a reality to seniors 62 and older who meet HUD guidelines. Contact a housing professional at Goldbeck Towers for more information on affordable housing or find us on the web at good-sam.com.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. If you are out harvesting today, as I'm sure many of you are, you're taking a look at your crops going, with a big smile on your face, this was as good as it can get. And then you look over and you see that your T&L pivot irrigation system has done the job. Maybe you're grimacing a little bit and wondering how you can do better in 2015. Well, let the folks at T&L Irrigation Systems with their worldwide headquarters in Hastings help you out. Contact your local T&L dealer today to go over all the options that you have. And if you want to know more or just take time to look it over by yourself, sometimes you don't need that salesperson hounding you. You want to take it and have your questions when it's time to talk to somebody in person. You can go to TLIRR.com, and right now, for a limited time, T&L is offering their Harvest Special $5 per foot discount, where you can save $6,500 when you buy a quarter mile long T&L pivot system. Get decades of reliability with a T&L pivot system. Visit your local T&L dealer today.
It's time now for this week's high school football preview on the Doug and Daddy Show with Bob Jensen of Huskerland Prep Report.
He's got game.
And from the worldwide headquarters in Central City, Huskerland Prep Report in its 25th year, Bob Jensen joins us this morning. And Bob, let's jump into it, because as you told me, you're busy.
Top two busiest people on the phone with you right now. That is my goal, and my goal only. Jumping right in. There's lots to jump in, man. We got 2 weeks of regular season left. There's a lot of stuff going to get decided on Thursday, Friday night.
As it should be. Before we jump into this week, you were all fired up about Class B last week. Got to see some Class B games, not necessarily here, but in the Eastern metro area, and it sounds like they didn't disappoint.
No, the least disappointing thing of the entire thing is that both ADs got me parking places right outside the front gate. Virtually unheard of in a Class B setting. Usually I wind up doing like Columbus, hoping to find America, settling for Jamaica. It's the same thing. As it is, those were two great ball games. Elkhorn, what I came out of that deal with, due to Elkhorn, is going to be tough to beat. Elkhorn has got so many weapons on offense. Their line is so good. They beat Elkhorn South, kind of made it look easy late. South has got a tremendous freshman running back by the name of Moses Bryant, a very lyrical name, tremendous speed, great. I mean, he's a great 14-year-old Class B football player doing some things there. On the other hand, you know, Gretna, it ain't pretty. You know, when you get done with a game and you look at what Gretna has done on paper, you think, huh, that ain't much, but they just win, and that's how they did it with Scott the other night. They turned Scott over four or five times, something like that, played with a short field, scored when they could, and walked out of there with a win. So Gretna and Elkhorn this Friday, I guess that's the last of the pre-playoff qualifiers. You know, I think that's the game Elkhorn wins, but nothing that Gretna would do at this point. Gretna with one returning starter from last year. Nothing Gretna would do would surprise me.
Well, let's go to the other side of the piece of bread. If you can shut down Fall City Sacred Heart in a half the way Exeter Milligan did, Exeter Milligan now is hands down the state favorite.
Without a doubt. Without a doubt. I mean, they, you know, Exeter Milligan, you know, anytime there's turnover, you know, you've got to allow for that. You know, Exeter Milligan, sure, defending state champion, lose three All-Staters, lose arguably the best player that that program's had in a long time, a kid by the name of Nolan White, my boy James Sluka, you know, Garrett Preble. These are really good football players. But the one thing they have back, and I've been beating this drum pretty hard, I'd do it even if he wasn't on my Twitter account, Kyle Jensen is just money for that team. It is true that there are other players on the team, but Kyle Jensen, when the money is on the table, just makes things happen. Game is certainly in doubt at halftime. They need a play. He returns a second-half kickoff, 71 yards for a touchdown. Last year in the state final, you needed an interception in the end zone to hold off a Hemingford team, which by my eyeballs was every bit as good as Exeter. And, you know, there's Kyle Jensen. As far as the defense goes, there's clearly more than one person playing defense at Exeter. And you're right, to put that kind of performance up against the Irish, who are just a flat, explosive football team, was very impressive. And, yeah, in order to win D2, somebody is going to have to find a way to beat Exeter Milligan, and that doesn't seem very likely at this moment.
Bob Jensen, Huskerland Prep Report, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show live as we are on Wednesdays at Cunningham's Journal. We're filling up. Still room for you, though, for our Husker Lunch. Sean Callahan talking Big Red football as they get ready for pesky Northwestern. Bob, I'll classify, as we kind of move up the chain from D and we'll work our way back towards B, some mini upsets in our listening area over the weekend. I'll start with Lawrence Nelson over Meridian.
You know, Lawrence Nelson has virtually nobody out for football. Lawrence Nelson, two programs, independent of one another and certainly combined as one program, with as much good things that have had, great things that have happened as almost anybody in state history during the playoff era. But the numbers are minuscule. They have very few players, but what they have apparently play with some heart. Dylan Menke is just an absolute stud. We talk about state championships, great teams, all-staters, all these things that Lawrence Nelson has had over the years. Dylan Menke is the school's leading scorer right now and has been for several weeks. He is a tremendous running back. He's a tremendous linebacker. They beat one of my favorite kids, old Brandon Jackson, another really outstanding football player at Meridian. That, you're right, I would classify that as an upset. But Lawrence Nelson, you when you have a history like Lawrence Nelson, you just simply can't look the other way, and they found a way to get it done.
The game I was at saw Elm Creek suffer their first loss of the year to a Blue Hill team that we knew was better than what their record indicated, and Blue Hill jumped on the Buffaloes early, and then the next thing you know, the game's about ready to run out, and here's Elm Creek on the one-yard line, but they fumble with 19 seconds to go, and they come up on the short end there.
Well, yeah, I guess if you're from Blue Hill, you're thinking, finally, we get a break. Of course, you make your own breaks, but, Blue Hill has played a brutal schedule. So many of our top eight-man teams have done that, though. I mean, there's been a masterful job of scheduling by the NSAA in terms of producing great eight-man games throughout the course of this season. Blue Hill's wound up on the short end of some of those games. That's a really tough loss for Elm Creek. I don't know that it was terribly unexpected, and that's not on Elm Creek. I mean, I think I'm speaking for myself now. I expected more out of Blue Hill than what we've seen so far, and I'm not so sure that they're not going to be one of those teams that just doesn't get flat hot when the playoffs start.
Grand Island Central Catholic beats Kearney Catholic to put them back in the playoff picture, possibly a district champion. Kearney Catholic now will have to maybe secure a wild card berth, and they're going to have to do it without one of the best players in the entire class after Nathan Howe breaks his leg.
Well, I'll take that backwards. Man, I hated to hear that. Just a terrible week for Kearney Catholic. Athletic, student body, the whole thing, with injuries to two of their, best athletes, boy and girl. As far as the football team goes, Howe just was a tremendous power running back. Nothing fancy, north and south, get the ball where it needs to go. But it is, by all accounts, and I wasn't at the game, but I've had more than one person tell me, I've read some things about it. Grand Island Central Catholic just was more physical. They took it to Kearney Catholic, and having seen Kearney Catholic against Cozad, that's impressive. That's not a matter of doubt if Central Catholic could do something like that. It's just an impressive achievement. And again, my boy Johanna Griffon, who I say again, made me laugh unlike any kid I've ever seen in person when we interviewed last spring. I love that kid. When he has the motor turned on and is really focused, I mean, he's got no business playing C1 football. He's going to be playing D1 football next fall. When you've got a guy like that to build your team around, you're in great shape. And I don't know, Central Catholic is playing really well. I expect him to beat Holdridge this week and win the district.
Well, we do need to look at this week's games. A couple of those other, I considered a mini upsets, Adams Central over Hastings and Central City over Holdridge. But we move on, as you said, to some big-time games this week. What sticks out to you, Bob?
Sutton, St. Cecilia. Yeah, I guess we can stop tap dancing around the subject no more, one at a time, because this is the one. I guess what everybody wants to see, or I want to see, is can Noah Johnson run on St. Cecilia? Because if he can, Sutton's going to win that ball game. St. Cecilia is going to have to find a way to stop the numbers that Noah Johnson has put up this year, the Sutton senior running back, are just mind-blowing. And, St. Cecilia's got all those juniors. I think Coach Tesmer said he starts eight on defense. Those kids are no longer juniors. They're, after playing the whole season, they're seniors. I kind of wish they were playing at Duncan, and I was kind of hoping it would be a dank night, poorly lit, that kind of deal. Feels like that kind of ball game. I don't know. I think St. Cecilia is going to find a way to win it, Doug. I just don't know how.
Well, I had to fill out my picks today at the Hastings Trib, and this year I have not done such a good job, and it was the last one I circled, and I took St. Cecilia because of history, and that's probably not the right thing to do, because if Sutton's going to win this game, somebody else is going to have to step up. You know that Coach Tesmer is going to find a way to slow down, not shut down, slow down Noah Johnson. And they always seem to find a way, even if it's 10-7, St. Cecilia finds a way to squeak these out. Last minute here with Bob Jensen, Huskerland Prep Report. We've got intriguing games from A all the way down to D2. What else sticks out to you besides that good C2 matchup?
Well, in our local area, there's a game kind of, we'll find out what Fullerton's got, I guess. Fullerton's undefeated and has made it look easy. They've got Hal's Dodge coming to town. Doesn't matter who's wearing that helmet. It's going to be a good football team. Fullerton wins that, all of a sudden you've got yourself a team capable of winning its way to the semifinals.
And you take a look at Class A, and Kearney's going to go to Millard West. I think this tells us a lot about the Bearcats this week. Are they for real, as maybe making a win or two in the Class A playoffs, or are they just going to be a team that qualifies?
Well, yeah, that's true. I mean, you know, Millard West has fought some injury concerns, that kind of deal. I think people are still kind of shaking their head a little bit over the beating, and it was a beating they took at the hands of Norfolk here a couple weeks ago. You know, it's certainly a game that Kearney's capable of winning. Having said that, if the Russell kid at running back returns for Millard West, they get a couple of those other key players back, it is Millard West. And you're right, it will be an outstanding game. I think Kearney's a good football team. I think Kearney, win or lose this game, is good enough to win a playoff game. We'll see what happens.
Northwest Aurora, Cozad, Broken Bow, just a couple of those kind of rivalry games, as we already touched on, St. Cecilia and Sutton. Cambridge plays North Platte, St. Pat's. They've had some dandies in the past, although St. Pat's will be the big favorite in this one. So it's going to be another great Thursday and Friday night of high school football. Bob, we'll let you get back to work and chat again next Wednesday as we get ready for the final week of the regular season.
Yeah, you bet, dude. That is crazy. There's a whole bunch of really important district games on Friday. I hope people get out and enjoy some football.
Thanks, Bob. Have a great weekend, buddy.
You bet. You too, Doug. Thanks.
We're here at the Husker Lunch. Sean Callahan's going to join us in a minute, and then we'll be chatting for the next hour with the folks here at Cunningham's. Roll on in, order lunch, get registered for the Minnesota-Nebraska football tickets, chat Husker football with Sean Callahan, which we'll do right after this.
All sports, one source, two stations, KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Today, buyers need the OneRocky.com edge. Finding out first is what gives you the best chance of finding the right home. Kearney's best real estate website just got better with customized listing notifications sent right to your email. As soon as a new listing meeting your criteria becomes available, you'll be notified. Log on to OneRocky.com and get signed up now.
Yo, this is Rocky. My customized listing service is not junk email. We don't even collect data. It's just my way of putting you first in the hunt for the right home.
Put Rocky Geyser in your corner because he cares.
Rocky.com.
Instead of dealing with a bank, let us work for you. Hastings Federal Credit Union, the only member-owned financial institution in the area, offering checking, savings, auto, or mortgage loans too, with lower fees and truly personal service. Serving the financial needs of those who live in Adams, Clay, Fillmore, Knuckles, Thayer, and Webster counties. People helping people. Hastings Federal Credit Union, 707 North Marion Road in Hastings. Online at hastingsfcu.org. Equal housing lender, member NCUA.
To some, winning isn't everything, it's the only thing. Others say it's not whether you win or lose, it's how you play the game. But everyone can agree that the uniforms and equipment you play in make a big difference in how you play and how you win. That's why TM Sporting Goods gives you that winning edge with top name brands and personal service from seasoned pros like Steve Baradol and Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods, on the bricks, 2217 Central, downtown Kearney. TM Sporting Goods, a division of Protein Design.
Green light. Hey, girl. School zone. I'm getting hungry. Car changing lanes. You want to meet me for pizza? Stop sign. Intersection clear. Yeah, street. Pizza sounds good. Ball in street? Girl in street!
It's hard to concentrate on two things at once, like texting and driving. Stop the text. Stop the wrecks. How will you stop texting and driving? Tell us at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
We'll be right back. wrapping up the Doug and Daddy Show here at our Husker Lunch at Cunningham's. That's just the show. Sean Callahan goes on for the next hour, and we get a chance to pipe a couple of questions into him. As I was just talking about, we're watching the Royals highlights. We're all fired up for Kansas City this afternoon. Who would have thought that the Royals would have a chance to sweep, to go to a World Series this year? We are dreaming big, Sean, and it's fun to dream.
Yeah, I was actually in Kansas City watching them play the Dodgers, and if you would have told me after that weekend when the Dodgers took 2 out of 3 in that series that that was a World Series team, I would never have believed you. But it just shows you, if you get hot in baseball and you have guys that can run and they're athletic like the Royals have, you can do a lot of things, because Vin Scully always says speed never slumps.
Sure is fun. It sure is fun. 3:07 today, ESPN Radio, The Breeze 94.5, and you can watch it, of course, here at Cunningham's. I just got back and saw maybe the last 5 minutes of Big Red Wrap-Up last night, which was your segment, and we're coming off the bye week. What happened with the recruiting as far as the Huskers, and what did they get done during the bye week?
Well, the coaches were all out over the bye week on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, mostly Thursday, Friday, and they visited a number of guys, whether they're current commits for 15 or 16, targets for 15 or 16. And that's the nice thing about having two bye weeks. It allows you to really do way more in-season recruiting than in the past. We'll have another bye week in November. But, you know, it's mainly just going out. You know, Bo Pelini didn't go out, to my knowledge, and Tim Beck. But other than that, the other 8 coaches were all out on the road.
As far as this football team goes, the bye week came at a spot where it looks like everybody's healthy except Seathan Carter. Are we missing anybody else going into the Northwestern game?
Yeah, I'll be curious, David Santos. I know he practiced a little bit yesterday, but I'll be curious how he comes back, if he's available. But, yeah, Seathan, I'll be curious if he comes back even this year. I think his injury is much more severe than people realize. Bo hasn't really given much of a detail on it, but I initially thought it might be a season ender, but we haven't got that officially from Bo yet. But that's one to watch, and I think that's a big loss, what he brings at tight end.
I think I just heard somebody here at Cunningham's go, "We don't use the tight end anyway. What's it matter?" Tell me about the matchup with Northwestern. I know a lot of folks that studied it loved the matchup with Michigan State. It didn't pan out till late. But as far as X's and O's, who's got the Jimmies and the Joes, what do we got on Saturday night up at Evanston?
Well, in terms of just execution, there's probably not a better team in the Big Ten than Northwestern. They may not have the most athletic guys, the fastest guys, but they're always in the right place. They execute the plays, and, you know, to go to Northwestern, you got to be a pretty smart student-athlete, so that makes sense. I think Nebraska, the biggest thing is they can't beat themselves in this game. Northwestern runs a bend-but-don't-break defense. They're going to really cause Nebraska to want to drive the field in chunks, and you can't really expect to get a lot of big 50, 60-yard plays, because the way they play, it's just that bend but don't break, cover four defense, keep everybody in front of you, and you know, they do a nice job of confusing you as well with what they do.
The 11th ranked in the nation scoring defense for Northwestern, which is kind of hard to believe when you see what they did coming out of the gate to start the season. Shauna, is this, it seems to me Nebraska wins this game, then they get a couple of teams that they're supposed to beat, so you just kind of take that for granted, even though the team can't do that. When you do, then you get into that last 3 games of the season. If Northwestern wins, wheels could start to wobble again. Very important game Saturday night.
There's no doubt. I think
more important than the Michigan State game.
I think the momentum that you're going to get, you know, just from this win, and as you said, having home games with Rutgers and Purdue, you like your chances at home in those games, and you could all of a sudden be 4-1 heading into that final 3-game stretch with Wisconsin, Minnesota, Iowa. I mean, that's a big stretch at the end of the year, but on paper, Nebraska should win those 6 games today. Now, if somebody gets hurt or something can change, but if you just took the personnel from all the teams, Nebraska, to me, is the best team of these final 6 games.
All right, Sean, we will let you get to the crowd here at Cunningham's with the rest of the knowledge, and keep up the great work. Have fun up there in Chicago.
All right, thank you.
That's Sean Callahan, Husker Online, part of our Husker Lunch, and that's going to wrap things up for the Doug and Daddy Show on this Wednesday. Tomorrow, we're going to have a little Pheasants Forever talk. We're going to have Luke Hoover, RotoWire, because Pheasants Forever Annual Youth Mentor Hunt is coming up this Saturday, so we'll talk with the gang about that and some of the other things that are going on. That's part of our Thursday. Plus, we'll keep you up to date on what's going on at state softball. State tennis begins. We want to thank Minden golf coach Steve Ekstrom coming off the state championship for joining us today. Bob Jensen of Huskerland Prep Report. UNK volleyball coach Rick Squires off the big sweep of fifth-ranked Washburn. And we hope you enjoy it all today. The doubleheader baseball pregame at 2, followed by the Royals first pitch at Kauffman Stadium at 3:07, and then the Cardinals trying to even their series with the Giants tonight just a little after 7 o'clock. For our producer-engineer Jeff Babel, I'm Doug Duda. Hope you can slide on down and enjoy some lunch today or anytime today. Join us at Cunningham's here in Kearney.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.